This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. I just absolutely adore our first guest, a dear friend, someone who has been bringing us breaking news in the world of CBD and cannabis. Since we started the show, we've been doing biz roundtables right here on Cannabis Talk. None other than Mark Goldman from, drumroll please, Goldman McCormick PR, Bicoastal Public Relations Agency. And by the way, Forbes magazine named them as one of America's best PR firms. In 2021. And Mark, welcome back as always. And it was fun because Mark was actually in Boston a few weeks ago with his two adorable kids. So cute, those kids. Oh my gosh. You have tweens, and that must be really fun. That must be really fun and challenging. Holy moly.
Interesting.
I bet. Okay. Let's talk about a story that I am so excited about this story, because we have been talking about the injustices in the penal system with cannabis for so long now, and you know and I know that there are still millions of Americans in jails in this country, in our own country, from minor offenses with cannabis. But because they slipped through the system, they didn't have enough money for a lawyer, whatever it is, they're still stuck in the system. They can't get out. But you have breaking news for us this morning. Today, tell us what it is.
Absolutely. Very exciting news, Frankie. And again, thank you for having me on. And again, great seeing you in Boston. I think I want to move there. Anyway, state officials in New York have sealed nearly 200,000 marijuana-related criminal convictions and are in the process of expunging several hundred thousand more, according to data provided by the New York State Office of Cannabis Management. This is super exciting news, Frankie. According to an update provided by the agency at its most recent meeting, approximately 203,000 marijuana-related charges are presently being suppressed from background searches and in the process to be sealed or expunged. This will add to the approximate 198,000 sealing accomplished as part of the first round of marijuana expungements for the 2019 legislation. Very, very exciting, Frankie. For decades, New York State, New York City, especially in Manhattan, the five boroughs, led the nation in criminal prosecution of low-level marijuana offenders. Frankie, really, in 2019, lawmakers amended marijuana possession penalties and established a system to facilitate the review and expungement of cannabis-specific criminal records. That's great. State lawmakers then legalized adult use cannabis possession and retail sales this year. So really, this is fantastic. New York is among several states in recent months to take steps to either vacate or seal marijuana-specific criminal records. In Illinois, officials have moved to expunge an estimated about 500,000 marijuana-related records. In California, their officials have cleared nearly about 200,000 records. Pardon me. In New Jersey, courts have expunged over 350,000 records. And last week, Frankie, officials in Virginia announced that they are sealed about 330 low-level marijuana possession convictions. Pardon me, and another 64,000 misdemeanor distribution convictions. All this very exciting. It's great that New York, Illinois, California, Virginia, Jersey, all these states are really getting in line and doing the right thing, because really, what is marijuana? People smoking and joining, going to jail? It's absolutely ridiculous.
So stupid. It's stupidness when there's real problems in our country, Mark. Real problems with our penal system. It's bogging down. It's just crazy that there are people serving time. I just can't even believe it.
You know what?
Can't believe
also,
it.
So this is, Absolutely. It's overwhelming our jail system and our prison population for somebody smoking a joint, really?
Oh, it's craziness. It's craziness. I'm so hats off, by the way, to California, New Jersey, Virginia, Illinois. Hats off to you for also following suit as New York. And do you see this happening state by state eventually, Mark?
Absolutely. You know what? These are the first five or six states, bundle of states, that are actually doing it. I think it's fantastic. You know, as a New Yorker, I never like to say anything positive about New Jersey. But they're also doing, you know, wonderful things over there, too, you know? So,
I think it's
really good all around, and I'm so happy to really talk about this story with you today.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's awesome. So New York had over 400,000. I just want to, because the highlights are a couple of 100,000 in every state at least. And we're talking about over a million lives will be changed.
Exactly.
And how fast?
So silly.
How fast will it be eradicated? How fast will this be in place?
You know, well, in New York in 2019, like they were saying, there was about 198,000 sealed accomplished, you know, sealed issues here, and they, I guess, all have been let go since then. So I guess it's just a matter of time to get everybody processed and through the system and whatever else. But overall, yeah, you know, all these people are going to go back to their families and have better lives now. So this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's so crazy, so crazy. You know, we were just heard about the taxes and what's happening. There are some states, California, I guess, a dispensary was having to pay millions of dollars in fines because even though it's legal in the state, it's still a federal offense and it's considered drug trafficking. The irony of what's going on and the discrepancies, the dichotomy in the laws. It's craziness. Absolute craziness, Mark. Absolutely crazy.
100%. 100%. And you know what? Marijuana and THC and cannabis and all of the CBD and all these great, wonderful things are helping so many people in this day and age. I mean, we talk about it really all the time, you and I. And it's just doing wonderful things, you know, and people should not be locked up for getting healthier.
And you are so open. And you're so open about your own story. Real quickly, if people are just tuning in for the first time on Cannabis Talk, yep, A to Z and Educational Odyssey, Mark Goldman, you have your own story. Tell us what it is.
Absolutely. Well, I have Tourette's syndrome, and that's a, you know, neurological sort of issue, if you will. And I do utilize marijuana socially, but I also use it medically. And for that, it really helps out with my stress. It helps out with my tics and, you know, helps out overall.
And I never knew that you did have Tourette's because I've known you for decades, for over a decade and a half or something,
a ridiculously long time. Yes.
Long time. And there's never been a sign. So congratulations on that. Okay.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's a wonderful thing. I recommend it to everybody.
And I think your next story about the banking, Bank of America, boy, this is another huge story. Go ahead and tell us this story.
And you know what? I personally use Bank of America for business and for my personal use. And hearing a story like this makes me think, you know what, maybe I need to not use them anymore. So here it is. Bank of America cancels an account of marijuana and a psychedelic research institute registered with the DEA. So the second largest bank of the U.S., which is, of course, Bank of America, is shutting down the account of a research institute that's federally authorized to cultivate and study Schedule I substances like marijuana and psychedelic sort of mushrooms, right? So the Bank of America abruptly notified the Scottsdale Research Institute, also known as SRI, which is very popular, that would be closing its accounts last week without a clear explanation of the reasoning. A letter from the bank that was shared with the Marijuana Movement, which is a great publication, everybody should check it out, recently says the decision was made after a careful review of your banking relationship, and that the action is final and won't be reconsidered. The Institute is already getting bids from other financial institutions that would take on their accounts after the chief investigator, Sue Sosley, shared the news of the Bank of America, you know, closure on all their social media.
Insanity! We are having an insane moment. Oh, my gosh. This is so crazy, Mark. Crazy.
Kind of account? It's not like this is going to get this information to get out to the public. You know, why wouldn't a bank want millions and millions and trillions of dollars, to utilize for their business? It doesn't make sense at all.
Hey, we have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment with more news from Mark Goldman, Goldman McCormick PR. Give out the website, please.
GoldmanMcCormick.com.
We'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. To the real. What the fight? I love you. I feel that. I need you. What the love? To the real.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick, I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. Frankie Boyer here with Mark Goldman from Goldman McCormick PR. And we are talking some of the hot stories making the news around the country. Since this show is heard all over the country, it's nice to hear some of these stories. And so I loved our first few stories, but this one is just unbelievable. Tell us the breaking news in Nevada, because this is it's unbelievable.
You know what? This is very exciting, and you and I probably predicted this years ago, if you recall. So anyway, Nevada sold more than $1 billion in marijuana in 1 year, according to an official report. Nevada retailers sold more than $1 billion in medical and recreational marijuana over a 1 year period, Frankie, state officials just announced. The Nevada Cannabis Compliance Board, also known as the CCB, and the Nevada Department of Taxation releases data which shows over $1 billion in taxable cannabis purchases in the fiscal year of 2021, which ran from July 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2021. By contrast, total marijuana sales for the prior 2020 fiscal year amounted to $685 million, which, again, is amazing. The bulk of marijuana purchases, it's close to $800,000, came from, came from Clark County, where Las Vegas is located. Another $135 million of cannabis was also sold in the Reno area, becoming the major city in that jurisdiction. The $77 million remainder of that came from other counties around the Nevada area. 10% of tax revenue, Frankie, from recreational cannabis sales will support public education funding as prescribed. I really do hope that happens. Again, you know, a lot of things years ago when the lotteries came out, they said they would support the education systems, whatever else. It didn't really happen, so I'm really hoping that 10% of the $1 billion sales goes to education all over Nevada. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know something? They really had such a devastating, I mean, people do not realize when the middle of the pandemic, it was not build it and they'll come. Vegas was shut down. So the casinos, the workers, you know, the infrastructure of the city changed radically during the pandemic. And so for them to have these kind of numbers, it helps a little bit to offset what they went through, because it's taken a long time to rebuild, a long time.
Absolutely. This is, you know, just an amazing story and really puts a smile on your face. And every other state in the country should be looking at Nevada and saying, you know, and if they don't have either recreational or medical marijuana or whatever it might be, they should look at this as a prime example and say, you know what, we need to do this. Because even if they get a tenth of that, that's $1 million, right? That's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge. And by the way, we missed the boat, literally missed the boat. There is a fabulous, fabulous event that we must take the show on the road and broadcast from next year, and that's the MJ Biz Conference. Tens of thousands of people flooded the Las Vegas Convention Center, and it was a huge, huge success, and it was just Prohibition times, baby. It was crazy, they said. Absolutely
and
crazy.
You know, just let your listeners know that MJ Biz is a online publication. They have some great news articles, business articles, all about the marijuana, CBD sort of industry. It's a fantastic website.
Yeah, it really is. They do great work. We talk to the editors from there all the time. Yeah, but the conference was, it's their 10th conference. They've been doing this 10 years. So, and I was at one of the first ones. I think it was in Rhode Island or something. It was so small. It was just like a room full of people. Right. And it was so interesting back then, you know. It was like, what is this new world? Where what are we embarking on? But, you know, I've always been a pioneer, and I just knew it was going to be huge. Just knew it. Just knew intuitively that this was going to be an industry that's going to be the saving grace in this country. You may not believe it, but it absolutely will be, Mark. I truly believe that. I believe that the revenue bringing that they're bringing in, supporting so many different industries, agriculture, industrial, personal, professional, changing lives, it, you name it, and they're doing it.
And you know what? It also has a ripple down effect. You know, let's say there, you know, it's a marijuana store or, you know, whatever, you know, they're going to have to, you know, buy food from the deli next door to, you know, and whatever else. So there is a big ripple down effect, and it's really going to affect this country in a big, big way. You know what's really kind of funny about this? I went to Amsterdam, I guess, in the 90s, and I saw what was going on over there with the stores and the cafes and all the taxes and everybody being happy and making money. And I was like, there's no way any of this is ever going to happen in the United States, and it's all happening now, and it's fantastic and great, and, you know, just very happy about it.
Yeah. Okay, so you have, what's going on nationally in the movement? Can you share with us?
Absolutely. You know, there's a ton of different things going on. So there's a senator from Georgia, Raphael Warnock, and he wrote about his support for marijuana reform recently in a constituent letter. Another senator, Robert Portman from Ohio, has voiced his concerns about marijuana and other drugs at a roundtable meeting about border issues. It's kind of, I guess, understandable. The House bill to allow CBD as a dietary supplement got one new co-sponsor for a total of 33. What do you think about that? Should CBD be listed as a dietary supplement?
Yeah, I think so. I have a feeling that it would do better because the regulations, DSHEA was passed, 20-something years ago for supplements, and I think it would make it, it would fit it into the box so that there could be more information and people would feel better about it. Because right now, you know, it's just there's not a lot. And people are confused about how to take it, confused about dosage, confused about lack of regulation. I think it might help it. I really do. I think it might help and educate people more about CBD.
Right. And you know what? In a lot of the other states, there's a lot of things going on, including the Florida Democratic governor candidate, Charlie Christ, I believe his name is. He's currently a congressman. He tweeted, when I'm governor, assuming he is, I will push for the full legalization of marijuana and the expungement of all misdemeanors and third-degree felonies. So that's kind of interesting because we were just kind of talking about that earlier, right?
Yeah. Good for him. Well, I'll tell you, it's a whole new world. That's why we need these segments, because we need to get up to date with Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR, talk show commentator, PR guru, puts out fires, does all kinds of wonderful things. And we thank you. Give us the website. Thank you as we say goodbye to you today, Mark.
Absolutely. It's GoldmanMcCormick.com, and come check us out.
Wonderful. We are going to take a quick break. Be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Two
Now, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, continues. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us, because joining us now is Gleb Olenek, is a freelance health writer, journalist from Vancouver. He's read thousands of research studies about various supplement ingredients, enabling him to translate complex health information into simple language. He specializes in CBD, and I am so excited because we just don't have enough information. And he's also a freelance reporter for Leaf Report, which is a science-based peer-reviewed website designed to help consumers navigate the landscape of CBD. And their mission is to introduce transparency into the CBD industry. And Gleb, welcome to the program. My first question to you is, we were just talking about, should CBD be considered a dietary supplement? Give us the reasons why.
I absolutely do think that it should be considered a dietary supplement, and I think that is where all the things are going right now. That's the news that I'm hearing. And the reason why is because it's going to bring a lot more safety for consumers. There's going to be mandatory testing, so that way, whenever you do buy a CBD product, you know that it's safe and accurate.
And that's the key, because right now, this is what's so frustrating. If you go online right now to some of the major sites and you want to buy some CBD and you put CBD into the box, do you know what comes up? Hemp oil. And please make the distinction for everybody, because this is a huge distinction. CBD is not the same as hemp oil.
No, absolutely not. So hemp oil is made from hemp seeds, and hemp seeds don't contain any CBD or other cannabinoids. So if you're buying hemp oil, you're not getting what you paid for.
Right. So do not be fooled. And there's just no, if you are not savvy and educated, it's really, really tough to navigate the waters today. It really is, Gleb.
Yeah, absolutely. So like the biggest thing that a lot of people are not aware of is that you have to look at third-party test results, which are done by independent labs, to make sure that the product actually contains the CBD that you're paying for and that it's free of contaminants.
How do we do that? Where do we get that report?
Okay, so these third-party reports, most reputable companies, they will pay for this third-party testing, and then they will post these third-party test results on their website so that whenever you buy a product, you can easily check if it actually contains as much CBD as you're paying for and other cannabinoids, and that it's free of pesticides, heavy metals, and, you know, other potential contaminants.
And you have access to all the different brands out there. What makes a good CBD product in your mind?
Well, first of all, it needs to actually contain as much CBD as it says on the label. Another big issue with a lot of products is that they don't contain the right type of CBD extract. So if you're not familiar with this, there are three types of CBD. There is CBD isolate, which is pure CBD, full-spectrum CBD, which contains all of the cannabinoids and terpenes and potentially other compounds that are found in the hemp plant naturally. And then there's also broad-spectrum CBD, which is the same as full-spectrum, but with all THC removed. So those are two things that every good product should be correct on. And then on top of that, you have things like, you know, USDA organic certification. That's another great way to make sure that you're buying a safe, high-quality organic product.
And where should consumers go to buy their products?
So most people buy CBD online, and that is honestly still the safest way to do it, because, you know, if you go to a store, your chances of getting a high-quality product are much lower. Because for one thing, you can't even check most of the time the third-party test results, because you have nowhere to look. So when you're buying online, you should be able to find a reputable brand that, you know, has all of the third-party test results posted, so you can easily check them, make sure that the product you're buying is, you know, safe and accurate.
You know, Gleb, you've been in this world for a while. And I know that people are confused. So let's talk about the uses, because there's pet use, there's topical use, there's gummies, there's ingestibles, there's tinctures, there's lots of forms of this product, CBD. Yep. And so let's talk about the biggest issue that most people have, stress and sleep anxiety. So what do you recommend? Let's talk about what are some of the best forms of CBD for sleep and stress.
Okay, so definitely I would say that tinctures for most people, for most issues, not just sleep and stress, are the best option. And that's because, for one thing, tinctures are better absorbed than other forms of CBD, most other forms. So especially if you compare tinctures to gummies and capsules, they're absorbed, you know, at rates that are like 3, 4, or 5 times higher. And that's because the CBD can absorb directly into the bloodstream, because you put the CBD oil under your tongue and it is able to absorb directly into the blood vessels. So that greatly increases the absorption rate compared to taking capsules and gummies. Vape products are also really good for high absorption rates. But, of course, you know, not everybody will want to use a vape product because there's some concerns over safety and some people just don't prefer it. But if I just had to give you a recommendation, I would say CBD oil is the best option for most people. On top of that, there are also different formulations. So for sleep specifically, you might want to maybe try out a formula that contains added cannabinol, which is another popular cannabinoid that has a lot of health benefits. So that's another option that you can try as well.
And so part of the problem is that, from what I've heard, that people don't understand what the amount that they're taking in the tincture. And so we need to talk about this, where a gummy, they can cut it in half if it's 10 milligrams, and they can cut it in half, and they know that they're getting at least 5 milligrams, where in a tincture, you don't know how much is in the bottle. It's very confusing because it's very misleading how they're labeling it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the time the label, you know, might just tell you the total amount of CBD. You know, some companies make the mistake of just telling you hemp extract, which, like, you don't know. Is that CBD? Is that just the extract? Is that all of the cannabinoids? And then on top of that, ideally what you want to see is how much CBD there is in a full dropper, which is usually roughly about 1 milliliter, but not always. And that is the most accurate way. And then, if you have that information, you can roughly divide. If you divide it by 20, you can roughly get a sense of how much is in a single drop. So that way it's much easier for you to control the dosage. You know exactly how much you're taking by just multiplying, you know, how much is in a drop, how many drops you take.
So right now, consumers have been wondering, what do they do? So when you go to a gas station and you find CBD, is that the best choice for you? And that's why this, I mean, seriously, people think that all CBDs are alike. So if there's a couple of major distinctions that we've made today, hemp oil is not CBD. If you're paying way too much money, it's hemp oil, and there's no CBDs in it. And not to say that it doesn't have benefits, but it's not going to give you what you're expecting. So when we come back from break, we need to talk about what my cannabinoid system is requiring versus yours, and how do you find that sweet spot? How do you know what to do every single day? And how do you ramp up to take CBD or ramp down? So maybe we can give some people some advice about that, and give us the best website of how people can find out more about Leaf Report, please.
Yeah, so CBD dosing is a very serious, very important topic. So for most people, it's best to start with a very low dose of about, let's say, 5 to 10 mg. And what you do is you take that little dose, then you see how you feel over the next 2 hours or so. And if it's not enough, then you gradually ramp up the dosage and you do the same thing. So you take a dose, you wait a few hours to see the effects. If it's not enough, you take a higher dose. And that's how you find the ideal dose for you and for the specific benefits that you're looking for.
Yeah. Okay. We have to take a quick break. We will be back. We will continue right here. Leaf Report is the website, leafreport.com. Gleb, is that right? We'll be back with Gleb in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. We're talking everything CBD. And Gleb, welcome back. You are a freelance contributor to Leaf Report. Leaf Report is a science-based peer review website designed to help consumers. And you actually name the names and the brands and all of that, your favorite products, the most affordable. And just because it's more affordable doesn't mean it's necessarily the best product, correct?
Yeah, so the price doesn't really correlate to quality. You know, you can find brands that are incredibly expensive and the products are not that good. You can find brands that are very cheap and the products are amazing. So you really have to do your research and look into the company.
Yes, absolutely. So before we took a break, we were talking about how do you know how to dose? And I want to go back to this because this is really one of the biggest misses in this industry is that there isn't enough information to help people figure out what to take and how to take it. So let's go back to the basics here. If I'm having a sleep issue and I take 10 milligrams of a CBD product at night and it did not work, that doesn't mean the product doesn't work. That means you have to change the dosage. And
yeah,
tricating is very tricky. Yeah, and so you start slow and you up it every night a little bit until you get to the desired result. Is that the best way? Or share with us what you think the best way is.
No, I mean, you absolutely nailed it. You have to gradually ramp it up. So that way you find just the right amount that you can take. You know, that way you also save more money. You know, instead of just like taking a really large dose, that's definitely the best way to do it.
Okay. Now, tell me if it's not working within a week, do you change the brand?
So, I mean, there are so many factors to consider. I mean, one, dosage is definitely the biggest fact, but also another thing you have to keep in mind is that different types of CBD, so like we talked about pure CBD, full-spectrum CBD, so their effects are going to be different. So full-spectrum CBD products are going to be much more effective than pure CBD products, and that's because you're getting so many more additional cannabinoids, terpenes, and they're all working together and strengthening each other's effects. So, you know, another reason why a product might not be working for you is because it's a pure CBD product. You know, and you might not physically be able to take a large enough dose with that product to give you an effect.
And I'm really, it's really important. What about pain? How do we know what to do if we have pain? And talk about topicals for just a minute, please.
Sure. So, pain is another very common reason that people use CBD. And of course, you can also use any type of CBD to help with pain. So the thing with topicals is they're really good for localized pain. So let's say if you have pain in your hands or your knees, topicals are probably going to be your best option because topicals will only affect the specific part of the body where you apply them. So that way you're going to get all of those effects exactly where you need them. Versus if you're taking a tincture, you know, it's going all over your body. The effects are kind of going to be dispersed because you're not concentrating them exactly where you need them. So that's why topicals are a very popular option for pain. And another thing I would say is for pain specifically, full-spectrum products are even more important than for other issues because THC, which there's a small amount of THC present in a full-spectrum product, and THC has very, very helpful pain-relieving properties, and it works really well together with CBD, so you definitely want to get a full-spectrum product.
Okay, full-spectrum is the way to go for pain, absolutely. And do you talk about the entourage effect as well on Leaf Report?
Absolutely, yeah. The entourage effect is what full-spectrum CBD is all about. It's the reason why it's the best type of CBD for people to be using.
And we're going to be doing pets in the next week or so, but it's safe for pets, correct?
CBD is absolutely
CBD pet
pets,
products?
Yeah.
Does it need to be specifically designed for pets?
Okay, so for pets, there are two key concerns. So first of all, you definitely want to give them smaller doses, and that's the reason why there are dedicated pet products, because they contain much smaller doses of CBD than we use ourselves. Another thing you have to consider for pets is that they're much more, especially dogs, much more sensitive to THC. So as a general recommendation, it's probably best not to use full-spectrum products, but it's kind of like on a case-by-case basis, because they are more sensitive to THC. So even though the amounts of THC are very small in a full-spectrum CBD product, it can still be a concern, so you have to be careful about that.
You have just put out a report saying that pet CBD products have 56% inaccurate labeling claims. That's very disturbing. That's a huge number, 56%.
Yeah, and that's very common in the CBD industry. A lot of products, especially the more niche products like pet products, are quite inaccurate. So what you're seeing on the label is oftentimes not what you're getting in the actual product. THC content.
Absolutely. This has been so important, such important information. I can't tell you how much this is. It's so important. We really need to get the word out of how to take the right products for ourselves, for our pets, topically, internally, gummies, all of those things, and not forget, you know, all of the points that you've mentioned. And give us your website at Leaf Report so we can check out all the different brands, the best products to find and do the research, please.
Yeah, so Leaf Report is an evidence-based website. We write reviews of brands and products. We write educational content. We try to really educate people about CBD, about buying CBD. We also have a dedicated medical team.
We got to run.
That reviews
thank
all,
you
the,
so
all
much,
of the Gleb. Content that we do.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near, and if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and your host, Frankie Boyer.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.